Chapter 4. The Great Quiet Retrieval. Libraries are supposed to be quiet. The book rocket made this extremely hard. The launcher boomed, the springs squeaked, the basket on the roof rattled. Children cheered every successful return as if books were winning races. And every time a launch went wrong, half the town had to retrieve runaway reading material from strange locations. By mid-afternoon, the emergency list included one poetry book in a birdbath, two cookbooks under the bandstand, one atlas stuck in the mayor's sash, and the sea adventure novel still circling the fountain like a tiny, soggy ship. Miss Meeple marched into the square with the strictest face anybody had seen since the great whispering contest of spring. "Enough," she said. The whole town froze. Even the goose looked guilty, which was suspicious because the goose usually looked proud. Nutty swallowed. "The return rate is much better." Miss Maple pointed to the roof basket. It was true. The basket was filling up. Books were getting home faster. The problem was everything else. The chasing, the splashing, the bonking, and the general feeling that literature had joined a circus. Grandma stepped beside Nutty and looked at the launcher. "The machine is too strong," she said. "Books do not need conquering. They need guiding." That gave Nutty an idea. Not a bigger idea, a smaller one, which for him was rare enough to count as genius. He took off the big springs. He lowered the ramp. He swapped the launch cradle for a rolling book chute lined with felt. He hung a cloth tunnel from the end and aimed it straight at a ground floor return cart by the library door. Papa tested it with Mr. Acorn Takes a Nap. The book rolled, it slid, it whisper whooshed through the tunnel, and it landed neatly in the return cart with a soft little thump. The square went quiet. Then Miss Maple smiled, just a little. "That," she said, "is library speed."